Greetings and namaste, dear friends. We are now ready to begin our moving yoga meditation. We'll start with our first posture. Stand with your feet parallel so that they form the number 11. If you're on your yoga mat, you should be near the top of your mat, just a few inches from the short end of your mat. Bring your palms together, relax your elbows so that your elbows are beneath your shoulders and your palms are together fully with the fingers lined up to one another. In this prayer position, just stand and feel your body alignment. Think of the bones in your body, the bones in your feet, across the surface of the earth. Wiggle the toes, spread the bones in your feet out as if you're pushing them down into the soft surface of the earth, of the soil. Lift up through the shins, lift the kneecaps, and feel the weight of your bones stacked up on top of the ankles, the knees, the hips. Bring your awareness to your spine and start to straighten the spine, keeping that natural double, that S shape to it, but elongating, stacking the vertebra so that you've got less of a curve in the lower lumbar and less of a curve in the upper thoracic. You might want to imagine there's a magnet on the top of your head pulling you up to the heavens above. But also rooting down into the earth below so that you've got heaven above pulling you up and then the core, the heat of the earth pulling you down and your body being stretched in two directions. Feel this decompression coming into your body. Imagine, if you will, the electrical energy from the surface of the earth coming up the body. And imagine, if you will, the electrical energy from the sky coming down into your body. And then feel these two movements of the upward flow of energy and the downward flow of energy. When that energy comes to your vertebra, let it move left and right, climbing up, and then from the top down, climbing down, circling. Imagine energy moving from your belly down to your pelvic floor, around the back of your body, up to the lower lumbar, and then up the thoracic, up your shoulders, up the back of your neck, around your skull, and coming down between your eyes, down your nose to the roof of your mouth. Touching your tongue to the roof of your mouth, feel that energy moving down your tongue, down your throat, down your sternum, through the heart area, through the abdomen, the stomach, the intestines, and back to your belly button. And then imagine that same circle of energy going the other way, up from the belly, through the sternum, through the throat, up the tongue, to the roof of your mouth, up the nose to the forehead, around the skull, down the back of your neck. You can have it also radiating out across the shoulder blades as it moves down the back, down the lower back, around the buttocks, across the perineum, up, up, up the lower abdomen, back to the belly button. So this beautiful circle of energy moving first in one direction and then in the other direction. So you have energy moving through your body from heaven to earth, earth to heaven, and then circling the body round and round. All right. Now imagine energy moving out from the neck area, across the collarbone, down the arms, down to the hands, at the fingertips. The hands, again, are in prayer position. Remember, we're in this first position. All right? And start to feel that energy moving from hand to hand. Now we want that energy to circle from hand up the arm, around to the collarbone, across the throat, and down the other arm. Let the energy circle round and round, and then go the other way, energy circling. Then we're going to have the energy circle to the palms and back around to the other palm, and reverse, and reverse. This energy circling arm bandha, helping you to connect to the electrical, the chi, the energy, the power in your upper body. Now begin moving from first position into our second position. With the fingers pointed up, start to push the hands together and let the palms rise up. Separate the palms and lengthen gently from the belly to the fingertips, and start to move the bones of the arms into alignment so that the hands are high above the elbows. The elbows and hands are up, lifted high with the biceps beside the ears. Adjust your shoulder blades so they move slightly up, back, and down, so the shoulder blades are comfortably positioned on your back. And then line up your bones in your spine, making sure the hip is in alignment with the shoulders and the ears. Ears, shoulders, hips, ankles all form a nice straight line, and your wrists are on that same plane, so that if you were standing in as a pane of glass, your wrist, elbows, shoulders, ears, hips, ankle, they'd all be in alignment with that flat plane. Start to soften the elbows, lower the elbows, bend the elbows, and down come the arms. Place your hands on your thighs and begin your hip hinge. So everything stays in alignment and only the hip moves as you bow forward. Bow forward, let the hands slide down your leg for support, and bring your torso to a 90 degree bend to the legs so that your back is parallel to the surface of the earth. Legs are perpendicular to the surface. Hands or fingertips are resting on the knees. If you need to bend your knees, please do so in order to feel a release of tension. But you should feel strength in your lower abdomen, pushing energy up the back of your leg to lift the hips, but lengthening from the hips to the head, so that you also lengthen the spine along the surface of the earth. Now begin to lower your chin and start to move your hands further down your legs. You're going to come into a folded posture. Let your fingers come down the legs to the ankles or the feet, or even to the ground if that's comfortable for you. We're going to stay in this inverted posture with the head below the heart. The head below the heart, and relax, energy going up the back of the leg and down from the hips, down the back of your neck to your head. And then from here, we're going to move into posture three. So this is actually posture four. This is actually our third posture. So we'll move into posture four. Bend your knees and then take the right leg and step back into a lunge posture, pushing the front knee forward and the back leg push back through the heel, pushing the legs apart. Your hands are planted more firmly on the ground. as you lift the front foot, and place it to meet the back leg. Immediately press your hands down into the earth and push back through the hips, coming into our fifth posture, which is called downward facing dog. Very well known, very popular yoga posture. Don't worry about the perfection of the pose. Just feel the weight of your body pushing into the hands, the feet rooting in the earth, and the hips moving back over the knees as much as possible. So visually from the side, this would look like an inverted V. You'd have that 45-degree angle from the hands to the hips, and then from the hips to the back of your heels. If you need to lift your heels or bend your knees, feel free to do so. From here, begin to lower the body down into a child's posture. So you'll bend your knees, drop them down to the floor, allow the head to come through your arms so that the ears are beside your biceps. Rest your forehead on the floor if you can, or on a pillow or on a block. As much as possible, making that forehead connection with the earth, and then lengthening, reaching the hands away from the hips, reaching the hips towards the heels. Make sure the tops of your feet are flat if possible. This may not be possible for you. It's okay to keep the toes curled under if you have to. Just over time, you might be able to flatten the tops of your feet and let the tops of your ankles flatten down to the earth. In the beginning, you might need to widen the knees so that you can get the hips closer to the heels. And then press up to downward facing dog. So root the hands down into the mat, down into the earth. Start to straighten the legs and push those hips back over the heels. You might want to pedal the feet a little bit, bending one knee and then the other more fully, starting to gently stretch the heel toward the earth. Don't overdo it. You don't want to tear or pull unnaturally on your Achilles tendon or your hamstrings. And staying in downward facing dog for a few more breaths. Noticing the weight, your shoulders above the weight and the support of this area. You're going to build tremendous strength in this pose over time. But for now, we're going to step forward with the right foot. So the right foot steps forward between the hands. If you need to come to the fingertips, that's okay. All right, if the foot doesn't come all the way up, you can just work with what you've got. But just lunge here for a moment, pressing that right knee forward and the back through the back heel, that left heel back. And then begin to prepare for stepping up with the back foot to meet the front foot. Stay folded. We're going back into posture number 3, which is our full forward fold. If you need to soften the knees, please do so. If you can't keep the spine straight, it's okay to keep the back slightly rounded. Relax your neck. We're back in an inversion, so you want to be mindful of that when you're thinking about your blood pressure. Feel the energy flowing down from the hips to the head. Be careful if you can't reach the floor with your fingers and you just have the front body suspended. Just be very mindful of the pulling on the back of the legs. You want to do everything in a very safe and moderate fashion. It's better to do repetitions than to try and get everything out of the one-time pose. So we're just warming up through our first session. Using the hands, just come up first halfway, using the hands to walk up till your hands are on your knees, and then push the body out away, push the head out away from the hips. So you're back into that halfway lift where your spine starts to line up parallel to the earth. And then soften or bend the knees and drop the hips slightly and hinge up, rolling the shoulders if you need to so that you get the shoulders up above the hips. Adjust your hips so they're in alignment between the ankles and the shoulders, hips. Maybe pull the belly in and up to get the support from the lower abdomen. Lift the heart slightly. The chin is neither tucked nor lifted. It can be slightly down in order to elongate through the back of the head. You want to feel a lengthening in the back of your neck. And then again, you go back into posture number one by folding, bending the elbows and bringing the hands together. All right? And breathing in and out through the nose. And we've completed a full cycle. So the basic cycle, and this is your number one vinyasa or series of poses, is your prayer pose and then hands rising overhead, posture number two, arms extended overhead, and then posture number three, which folds forward, which we safely do through a halfway fold and then fully folded, and that's posture three. Posture four is our right leg straight knee lunge, front knee bent, back leg straight. From there, we step into the downward dog, both legs back, both hands at the top of the mat, both feet at the back, and that inverted V. From that downward facing dog, we move down into extended child's pose. The arms are extended out just as they are in posture two. They're extended overhead, and the ears are between the biceps, or the forehead and bridge of the nose are resting on the earth or on a block. From there, we move back to downward facing dog. We step up with the right leg, and we're in a lunge on the other side of our body. Again, when you're in these lunges, the front knee moves forward toward the middle toe, and the back heel moves back directly in line with our back middle toe. Stepping both feet up to the top of the mat, pushing the hips up, bringing the heart down toward the shins, gently tucking the chin in, and imagining the energy from the crown of our head points directly into the big toe or directly down towards the earth. We root down through the crown and the feet, and up go the energy through the legs, up through the hips. And then safely from here, coming into our halfway up, halfway lift. And then from halfway lift, we safely soften the knees and drop the hips just enough to rotate up. And then go ahead, if you feel confident with your blood pressure, you can return the arms overhead for the simple standing pose with the arms reaching up. You might want to spread the fingers wide like the rays of the sun, making sure that middle finger, the wrist, the elbow, the shoulder, the hip, and the ankle form a nice straight line down either side of your body. And then soften the elbows and let the hands float down in front of your heart. Bring the palms together and feel that circle of energy that goes from hand up the arm, across the shoulders, bringing you around the circle of energy through the heart chakra and the shoulders, and then the aligned energy from heaven to earth. And as you stand in awareness of this prayer, you want to set your intention, connect to your intention, and always have gratitude for your ability to move, to breathe, and to bring life into your body. And that, my friend, is the first of our series of yoga vinyasas. I trust and pray that you receive great benefit And in the next session, we'll start here in this first vinyasa, and we're going to move through 6 repetitions. My name is Deborah Tudor, and I am your inner ear yoga guide. Namaste.